During this pandemic, lots of people are learning how to make bread, but many others are learning how to make TikToks. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The short video platform TikTok was already a big hit before the pandemic, but since so many people have been stuck at home since March, a lot more people are discovering it. And even though TikTok is in the news for its new CEO, Kevin Mayer, who was poached from Disney, and for record labels who think the service should pay more to publishers and artists for using their songs, and for actual calls to ban it in the US over its Chinese ownership and security and privacy fears, well, people like Marketplace's own Jesus Alvarado are finding that in quarantine, it's just kind of fun.
More than 300 million people downloaded TikTok in the first quarter of this year. That's 50% more than last quarter, and total 2 billion downloads. Laura Pearson, a student at USC, who happens to be my roommate, started hearing huge buzz about TikTok right before her spring break. Her friends were sending her lots of links to sketches and dance videos. So she downloaded the app thinking, yeah, a nice, easy way to kill some quarantine time.
It's like this cute little app that you can record videos.
She started to spend more and more time on TikTok when she wasn't zooming into her classes. Soon enough, she started producing. She recruited Arlene Pereira, our other roommate. She's, of course, also home from her teaching job at El Camino College here in Southern California. They chose Zico's Any Song.
So we spent the whole night trying to figure out how to do the dance and have a certain level of swag.
I stayed out of the way in the living room while my roommates discovered how much time it takes to perfect a TikTok dance.
And that just gave me a whole new perspective on TikTok, that you see these super silly videos, but boy, is it quite the production.
That's Arlene. Then we all decided, well, let's do this. We invested in a really nice phone tripod with a cute little Bluetooth control. On Amazon, you can even find bundles called TikTok kits, including a ring light, tripod, and some other fancy stuff, with prices ranging from 45, 60, and even up to 90 bucks. My first tries? Two sketches. Not amazing, but still funny. Right now, almost two-thirds of TikTok users are under the age of 34. It's especially popular with 18 to 24-year-olds. Yep, that's us. Talent agents are getting in on the action, managing famous TikTokers trying to get work in Hollywood and connecting social media influencers already making big money. Laura is showing the TikTok universe her crocheting wizardry. And as for Arlene, she has a few dance TikToks in drafts, including one to the song Wannabe by the Spice Girls. And for me, keeping my day job for now.
That was Marketplace assistant producer Jesus Alvarado. And roommates. Now that I think of it, I don't crochet, but I do knit, so maybe I also am a future TikTok wannabe. And for the first time ever, TikTok will be a virtual attendee of the NewFronts events later in June, where it hopes to attract digital and TV advertisers to the platform. And now for some related links. We've got a link to a piece about TikTok's new CEO and all the work he has ahead of him. And I'll tell you what, I know that lawmakers have their concerns over TikTok and its owner ByteDance, but it is going to be real difficult to pry this app from the hands of the youth of America. eMarketer reports that TikTok added 12 million unique U.S. users in March, and this is crazy. People spent an average of 8 hours on the app in that month, compared to an average of 5 hours on Instagram. Whoa. There's a link to that story from TubeFilter on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm just saying, maybe TikTok can be the peacemaker in U.S.-China relations. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.